91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Brock Hermond. The name of the new casino coming to Belleville is now known. This morning, Shorelines Casino was announced by Great Canadian Gaming as the official name of the facility pending OLG's approval. Great Canadian Gaming spokesperson Chuck Keeling says they expect to name a location by early next year. Bell Boulevard is among the many candidates. The Conservatives have launched an attack in the House of Commons against the federal government's throne speech. In a formal reply to last week's speech, interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose accused Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of being more than interested in having pictures taken of himself with other people at international gatherings than he is in fighting terrorists.
I have to say that while on the international stage, we saw leaders of the Western world come together, coalescing around the fight against ISIS. And the impression that was left with Canadians and the international community was that our Prime Minister was consumed with taking selfies.
A silent protest has been held in central Hungary against a plan to unveil a statue of a former minister of religion and education who helped draft and support anti-Semitic legislation in the 1930s. The protest was held Monday in the city of Székesfehérvár, where a statue commemorating Bálint Homan is expected to be unveiled December 29th. The plan had been strongly criticized by local and international groups, including a Hungarian teachers' union, the World Jewish Congress, and several U.S. members of Congress and government officials. Art historian Andres Renier, a speaker at the protest, says that while it was possible to draw a distinction between Homan's work as a minister and historian and his anti-Semitic acts and views, the statue legitimizes his whole historical figure. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation of Chicago's policing practices and policies 13 days after the release of dash cam video showing an officer shooting a 17-year-old.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says they'll be looking into a pattern of practices at the Chicago Police Department when it comes to the use of force and accountability.
And if we discover unconstitutional patterns or practices, the Department of Justice will announce them publicly. We will seek a court-enforceable agreement with the Chicago Police Department and work with the city to implement appropriate reforms.
The city is set to release another 2014 police-involved shooting video, though police say the man shot in this video is armed. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
And finally, the terminally ill Ontario boy whose wish to see another Christmas prompted his community to put on an early Santa parade has died. A statement from Evan LaVersage's family says the 7-year-old passed away in his mother's arms at a community hospice in Brantford on Sunday. In October, his hometown of St. George put on a Christmas parade complete with Santa riding his sleigh and artificial snow around the boy's home. The family is currently working on funeral arrangements. And that is QNET News on 91X to 102. In sports, there are only three games in the NHL tonight. Nashville heads to Boston, Colorado entertains Minnesota, and Buffalo heads west to Vancouver. Three local players have been named to the Canada East Camp for the 2015 World Junior A Challenge. Luke Brown and Ben Soke of Wellington and Liam Morgan of Trenton were named to the 41-player camp that got underway yesterday in Etobicoke. The tournament will be held in Cobourg and Whitby starting on December 13th. And the Saskatchewan Roughriders are expected to name Chris Jones as their head coach and general manager. The 48-year-old Jones led the Edmonton Eskimos this season to a 14-4 record in their first Grey Cup victory in a decade, just 2 years after taking over a club that was in the West Division basement. Jones, who entered the CFL in 2002 as a defensive line coach at the Montreal Alouettes, went 26-10 in two seasons with Edmonton. Saskatchewan had Bob Dice, as well as Jeremy O'Day as interim head coach and GM duties, taking over for Corey Chamberlain and Brendan Taman after they finished started off at 0-9. They finished last in the CFL at 13-3-15. And that's it for sports. You can send us your team or league scores by email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now looking for our latest forecast here. Today, mainly cloudy with a high of 6. Starting tonight with partly cloudy and fog patches developing near midnight. And for tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of +2. Currently sits at 5 right now. You can get the latest news anytime at QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. You can remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Brock Hermond. News on 91X is next at 3.
This is 91X.